Well, he was home when, and I didn't know this, I was playing golf, and then what I heard when I got off the golf course late morning, what had happened, and I called my daughter-in-law and said, is Robert at work? Is he down there? What? And he says, no, but he's going in. He was off that day. He was on a day off, and then he got a call to come in and report. And when he did, he finally got in the city. He was sent down to Ground Zero in the late afternoon, and he was down there for quite a while, for a few weeks, and I didn't know exactly how many days, cleaning up and doing whatever was asked to do.
I mean, it's an unimaginable task for anybody.
Yeah, you could speak to anybody who was down there, and I've spoken to others, and I couldn't even begin to grasp, you know, what these people were going through. And yet they did it. They did it without thinking. Then were they issued anything to protect them? No. But, you know, then they were given paper masks. Gee, that really helped. Those first night or so, I don't even think they had that. But that's, like, useless.
Because they came into contact with an amazing kind of cocktail of chemicals, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, everything you can think of that would kill you was in the air. The amazing thing is that it's taken until now for people, a lot of people, to start coming down very sick with this. You know, there were some who reacted right away. It took for my son, it took him 5 years before he was first diagnosed in 2006, in April of 2006. And others, is just every day there's just more and more people. And there's going to be more. It's not hundreds, it's going to be thousands. And it's not just police and fire and emergency service workers and EMT and Port Authority police. It's going to be construction workers, volunteers. It's going to number in the thousands over the next decade or more.
There's now this campaign to create a federal fund to help people like Robert and their families. And
well,
can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, now, I know it's there. And I know that there is a bill in committee, but it's not going to address, it's not going to help my family. I mean, thank God they're not going to go broke and not lose their houses and, you know, my daughter-in-law. But there are others who might, who are being forced out or have to retire at half pay and pay taxes on it, and who have tremendous medical expenses, and that eventually a lot of this stuff won't be covered. See, my thing is that I think it should all be covered, that the finest medical care without question should be given to these people. And will one or two or three or four get through that don't really deserve it? Yes. But the thousands that do deserve it, and they're getting screwed. They just have their basic coverage, nothing over and above. And these are people who went down there without it. They didn't blink. They kept going down there. They stayed down there. They didn't think of themselves like that. They knew it was bad. How can you not know and breathe that stuff in and know it's not going to have a bad effect? And yet they didn't, not one of them walked away. Not one of them said no. It amazes me. And yet how does this country treat them? Well, let's wait another 20 years and then they'll all die off and we don't have to worry about it.